For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The Dane County District Attorney Ismail Ozan says protesters were outside his home until 1 a.m. chanting expletives and calling him a racist. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the protest took place on Saturday and lasted for 6 hours. In a two-page statement, Ozan condemned the protesters' use of what he calls intimidation tactics in an attempt to get him to drop charges against people arrested for crimes committed during the protests in Madison. Ozan responded to being called racist by pointing to his family history, as he was raised by a black mother who worked to register voters in the 1960s Mississippi, and that he understands intergenerational trauma. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Family members of recently suspended Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah have begun a fundraising campaign to, quote, explore and take legal action against those who have unjustly accused him of wrongdoing, interfered with his ability to receive due process, and wrongly besmirched his character and integrity, end quote. Mensah has shot and killed 3 people while on duty with the Wauwatosa Police Department. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is investigating the most recent one. 17-year-old Alvin Cole was killed back in February. As of July 25th, Mensah's family has raised more than $50,000. The Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission suspended Mensah with pay following the Common Council calling for his removal. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. This morning, the Madison Professional Police Officers Association issued a vote of no confidence in Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. The MPPOA is the police union in Madison and says 95% of its members participated in the confidence vote. In 2019, the union endorsed Rhodes Conway for mayor. However, the union claims she has created an us-versus-them polarity. The statement from the MPPOA ended with a promise of its members' commitment to do a better job of fostering a positive relationship with the public. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, highs once again in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, highs in the low 80s with sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The 2019 audit of Foxconn was delivered to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for the purpose of evaluating nearly $202 million in tax credits. The audit was done by London-based auditing and consulting agency with offices in Milwaukee named Deloitte. Hundreds of employees, salaries, and job titles and employment dates are contained in the audit, but it does not determine how many employees listed will count towards the company receiving state money. WEDIC has until the end of this year to determine if Foxconn has met the benchmarks necessary to receive taxpayer funds. The Brewers fell to the Cubs yesterday in pandemic play at Wrigley Field, losing the opening series 2-1. The crew is on the road today in Pittsburgh for an evening matchup with the Pirates. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.